In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to today's edition of Catholic Meditation. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 8 to 15. The gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 5, verses 17 to 30. I read from the first reading. Thus says Yahweh, at the time of my favor, I have answered you. On the day of salvation, I have helped you. I have formed you and have appointed you to be the covenant for a people, to restore the land, to return ravished properties, to say to prisoners, come out, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Along the roadway, they will graze, and any bare height will be their pasture. They will never hunger or thirst. Scorching wind and sun will never plague them, for he who pities them will lead them, will guide them to springs of water. I shall turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways will be raised aloft. Look, here they come from far away. Look, these from the north and the west, those from the land of Sinim. Shout for joy, you heavens. Earth, exult. Mountains, break into joyful cries. For Yahweh has consoled his people, is taking pity on his afflicted ones. Zion was saying, Yahweh has abandoned me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her baby at the breast, feel no pity for the child she has borne? Even if these were to forget, I shall not forget you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God is always present in our lives. God is always present in our lives. Again today, dear friends, we are presented with the theme of joy. Jesus is our living water. He brings and gives us life and health. What joy! Today, the reading invites us to be joyful. He assures us that God never fails us and his love for us will never fail. Shout for joy, you heavens. Earth, exult. Mountains, break into joyful cries. For Yahweh has consoled his people. He has taken pity on his afflicted ones. Zion was saying, Yahweh has abandoned me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her baby at the breast or feel no pity for the child she has borne? Even if these were to forget, I shall not forget you. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 to 15. These are the words of God. The prophet continues, prisoners will be set free. There will be no hunger or thirst, and neither will the scorching wind or sun ever plague them. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 9 to 10. Isaiah was a prophet of hope, bringing God's promise of joy to his people. Today's Psalm, Psalm 145, verses 9 and 18, said the Lord is generous to all. He is close to all who call on him from their heart. And in the Gospel, Jesus describes his Father as having life in himself, John chapter 5, verse 26. And on account of himself being life, he can raise the dead and give them life. So too, the Son can give life to anyone he chooses, John chapter 5, verse 21. By these words, the prophet assures us of the closeness, in fact, the ever-closeness and nearness of our God to us. Beloved, God is very near us, very close to us than we even imagine, at all times of our lives. Just yesterday, while preparing today's homily, I received a message from a friend inviting me to pray for her. She expressed her deep distress and told me she was getting into depression. Why? I asked. She's in search of a job. She went for an interview, she told me, which did not go well. She is patching with a friend and life has not been easy. She needs money. She needs a place of her own. She needs a job. And she concluded, is God sleeping or is he punishing me for something wrong I did? Father, tell me and I'll be ready to do anything just to please God. Truly beloved, not only her, many more, lots more of Christians are going through similar or even worse situations. Where is God? Why has he abandoned us, especially in times when we need him most? Why does he seem to be absent? Does he not see the suffering of his people? Is the prophet Isaiah sure that God is always near to us and close to us? Then why does he seem far away? So too Zion was saying God had abandoned them. God had forgotten them, they said. But like to them, God says to us, he can never forget or abandon us, beloved. Like a woman never forgets her baby at the breast, and even if she should do, God still assures us he will never do. He will never forget us. Truly, for some people, this assurance is far-fetched. The reason for which this seems so is because trouble and hardship keep hitting them on the face. Things seem not to have a positive way forward, and time is passing by and running out. Consequently, many have rushed to seek solutions elsewhere, in fact, any and everywhere. Dear friends, there has never been a time that God has been out of control of any situation. From Old Testament times, could you mention one incident that God could not have control over? Could you give one incident that proved God was a failure? Then why worry or think your case will be different? Why do you think you will be the first? God sees you. He has not abandoned or forgotten you. He will never do. These were the words I gave to my friend, and these are the words God is giving to us today. He will never forget us. He will never abandon us. Even if women should forget their children at the breast, God will never forget us. Be consoled and be assured. But while being assured and consoled of his presence and care, do not worry about time passing. No, you do not have your own time. You are not the owner of your time, only God. Keep doing your part and also keep calling his name from your heart in prayer and in sincerity. Many times, we limit ourselves to our needs and wants and doubt God and fail to see the many other instances of our lives during which he is and has been present. Beloved, rejoice and be happy. God is present in your life. He has not and will never forget or abandon you. He has not failed you. He has never failed. Not then, not now, not ever. God is always present in our lives. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.